Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. I would like to thank this youth group, amen, this church for putting up with us for so long. Amen. We learned a lot just from being youth pastor. Amen. A lot of it was what not to do. And unfortunately for the young people, we had to learn that on them. Amen. We're so thankful for them. There's a few people that I would like to thank. You know, last year, we had the most successful year that I think this youth group has ever had. We had raised more money. We did more things. We went more places than we ever had. And that was due to the work of Jimmy and Melinda Martin. Amen. You know, they have become good friends of ours. Now, Jimmy is a guy that knows just about everything. You know, if you need to know about something, you just ask Jimmy. If he hasn't done it, he's dabbled with it, he knows a little bit about it or something. Amen. I appreciate Jimmy. Amen. He helped me so many times in so many ways that he doesn't even know. The reason that our youth group was so successful that year was not because of me. It was because of Jimmy and Melinda. Melinda is a very organized. Amen. She is bold. She'll call young people and just say, hey, you're going to be at youth service. Amen. She has that personality. Amen. That was great. I enjoyed working with Jimmy and Melinda. They are great friends. We appreciate all they did. Amen. We never could tell them enough how great they are and how much we love them and appreciate them. But before I worked with them, I worked with a young man by the name of Brandon Looney. Amen. I'm sure y'all might know who he is. Me and him, we were like Paul and Silas. We weren't locked in jail together, but we went around and preached together. Hey, man, we got our license together. We did a, you know, our wives pick on us. Say we talk to each other more than we talk to them. And Brandon Looney is one of my best friends. I love and appreciate him, and now he has added to his family. Amen, to himself, Carmen. Amen, we have grown to love and appreciate Carmen. And this little baby boy, Camden. Amen, he's so sweet. If you haven't seen him, please, amen, take a gander. That boy is handsome. I don't know where he got it from. Must be his mama's side. Amen, we love the Loonies. And like Brother Raymond said, when we first started out, we worked with Raymond, and me and Raymond were both wet behind the ears and, you know, young and learning. Amen. And I've enjoyed having Raymond as a friend, as someone who had my side, had my back, had anything that I needed. Amen. Raymond was always there. Raymond did things that I didn't do. Amen. You know, I just kind of learned as I went along. You know, I kind of learned from the seat of my pants. But Raymond, he went and he would study and he would self-educate. He would get classes and courses. Amen. And that is why I'm comfortable leaving Raymond and Dorsey in charge of the young people. Amen. Because I know the kind of people that they are. Amen. I appreciate Raymond, everything that we have been through. We've been through some tough times and some good times. And always, I could always count on Raymond. Amen. I knew he was going to be there. He was always a friend. If I needed him, I could call on him. Amen. And it has been a pleasure growing close to Dorsey. Amen. Getting to know her. Amen. She is a wonderful young lady. I know that these young people are in good hands with Raymond and Dorsey. Amen. Amen. Before I preach, I would like for my wife to say a few words. Amen. And testify and sing a song. Amen.
Well, I figure y'all have heard me sing enough. 27 years of singing, so that's a lot of singing. Raymond truly was there for the beginning. I thought back when we started instant messaging each other on the internet, and I'd instant message Raymond, and I'd say, ask Brandon if he likes me, ask him if he likes me. So Raymond would go and ask Brandon if he likes me, then he'd tell me what he said. So he had part in our arranged marriage, as Brandon's dad calls it. God has truly been good. It's good for the woman to get to come up here because I get to tell you all the details. The men leave all the details out. I thought, you know, the first time we drove to Hobbs, it's a long ways from home. And we got there, and I thought, God, this is not where I want to be. This is too far from home, and this is not where I want to be. And then we went to service, and I thought, man, Lord, you know, I don't want to work this hard. You know, we'll have a lot to do. This is, a whole load will be given to us, basically. I'm not sure about this. And then we went back for our Sunday nap, and everybody laid down, and I love to sleep. If you know me, you know that I love to sleep. And that Sunday, the Lord began to work on me, and he woke me up from my nap while everyone else was sleeping, and it was such a strong presence of the Lord, and it was like he said, you asked me to show you where I wanted you, and now I've showed you, and you're rejecting it. And conviction struck my heart, and I said, God, forgive me, because I truly want to be in your divine will. And then again on Monday morning, I woke up at like 5 or 6 in the morning, which is totally out of character. And the Lord began to move again, and I knew I had that ultimate peace. As so many people had told us that when you go where you're supposed to be, there's this incredible peace that'll come over you and let you know that's where you're supposed to be. And it was like it just came on me from my head to my toe. I had never felt anything like that in my life. And I went over and I woke Brandon up, and I said, babe, I think this is where we're supposed to be. And he said, I know this is where we're supposed to be. It's like he wanted to wait on me to get that too, because he sure didn't want to tell me with me thinking I'm not coming here. So the Lord truly has guided us, and I know that we are in the divine will of the Lord. And although we are in the divine will of the Lord, you still have mixed feelings. You know, so many people say, well, it's not anybody's church, it's God's church, and that sounds real good. But when you've been here for all your life, it's your church. And there are times that I'll go, God, take care of my church. Bless my church. Move in Athens this morning. We'll go somewhere else. Even when we were in Hobbs, I'd say, God, move in Athens this morning. Fill that temple, Lord, this morning. You will always have a piece of me. I will go, and I have a burden for that city already. Like Brother Grissom said, it's like God gives you an automatic burden for the people and the city. And my heart is there with them. Already this morning I wondered, well, I wonder how they were in Hobbs this morning. You know, how was service in Hobbs? But at the same time, I still love Athens, and I still pray for you, and I still wonder how you are. And I'll still say, God bless Athens, even when I'm in Hobbs. I love y'all. Y'all have been so good to me. You've watched me go through every horrible stage in life, and you still loved me. You know, I went through... There's nobody that could have been more rebellious than I was, or get called down from the pulpit more than I did. I definitely went through that time in my life where I had an attitude a mile wide. But the Lord, y'all loved me, y'all were sweet to me, and that's what kept me, the mercy of the people and the love of the people. I thought about Sister Elaine. You know, I would be going through my little rebellious stage, and I stayed with the Washington slot. Me and Sabrina, we lived together, basically. She was either at my house or I was at hers. And I remember in the middle of the night, sometimes I would wake up, and I would hear her speaking in tongues. And I would hear her calling out to God, and I would think in my heart, even though I was in rebellion, I would think, oh, Lord, someday I want a prayer life like that, God. Help me to be a prayer warrior like that. I love each, and actually she's the one who prayed me through the Holy Ghost. I have so many memories with each and every one of you, and I love you so much. You are good to me. You have been good to me. And although I'm sad to leave you, I am excited about our future. It's the first step. You know, you kind of, you know how it is. I know it may not be the permanent one, but it's the right one for right now. And you pray for us. Sometimes it gets overwhelming. Even though you're in the divine will of God, you can sometimes go, what were we thinking? So you keep us in your prayers. And I love each and every one of you. God bless you. Well, my husband wants me to sing too, so y'all got to hear me again. Sorry. This is actually a song that I taught the choir, and we only sung it one time, but I've been singing it by myself since I can't take all of y'all around with me, so I still want to sing the song. And it has a beautiful message. Y'all worship with me as I sing. Look around and I see all the words your hands have made, the awesomeness of you, and how your love will never fade. Where words cannot express what I feel inside, can't describe your glory divine, but as a token of my love, this is what I'll do. Hands and cry, Lord, you're holy, Lord, you're holy, and we lift you up, magnify your name.
You're holy and we lift you up and magnify your name.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, I worship you, Lord. I magnify you, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, when you start thinking about everybody you want to say goodbye to or tell them how much you appreciate, you get this big old long list and you go, you know, I went over in my mind 100 times how I was going to say it and all the good words I was going to use, but I'm not a very eloquent speaker. Hey, man, I haven't been given the gift of gab and I tend to forget. Hey, man, but you know, I almost forgot some of the most important people to thank. Amen. And that is this church. Amen. You have been so good to us. You know, I know multiple times when people would come up to me and would say, I feel like God wants me to give this to you. And they would give me money and I would know that they would be just as hurting for money as I would. But they would listen to the voice of God and would give to me. Amen. And I would come home. There was one time we came home. Amen. And our porch was full of groceries. Amen. I think I know who did it, but I'm not quite sure. But I would like to say thank you. Amen. I came to this church with everything I owned in a blazer. Now I have a 26-foot trailer and I can't fit it all in. I'm having to leave stuff behind because we've got so much stuff. Amen. This church and this city has been so good to me. And I would like to thank you. And the reason that you are such a good church is because you have had and you do have good leadership. Amen. I would like to thank and show honor to Brother Davis. Amen. Brother and Sister Davis have been so good to us. I could never pay them back. I can never say thank you enough. Amen. And I would like to give honor to Brother and Sister Banker. You know, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be where we are today. They pushed us. They forced us to grow. Amen. They were there pushing us and prodding us along. And if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be where I am today. And I would like to give thanks and give honor to Brother Grissom. Amen. He has taught me so much. Amen. Just sitting and listening to him in his office or in the young minister's class. Or when he was preaching, amen, I use a lot of the things that he says. Amen. A lot of the things, little sayings that he says, I use them when I preach out. Amen. Because I love to listen to Brother Grissom. Amen. He teaches so well. Amen. And you know, he could have held us back. He could have said, no, I want y'all to stay here. Amen. But instead, he had wisdom and he had kindness and he allowed us to go. Amen. I would like to thank Brother Grissom. Amen. I told him in his office the other day, I want him to know how much that I love him and I appreciate him. Amen. You have a good pastor, church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, that's well due. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. I've asked my wife to stay on the piano because I'm not going to be very long. Amen. I have a thought that just will not go away. I don't necessarily know if it's for the whole church or if it's for just an individual, but somebody here needs this message. Amen. I would much rather preach a message that I've preached before or that I've had time to fine-tune. Amen. But it just so happens that God has laid this on my heart, and even though I would love to preach something else, I can't. Amen. Turning in your Bibles to Jeremiah chapter 23. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 23. And it reads, am I a God at hand, saith the Lord, and not a God afar off? Hey, amen. I'd ask the pastor if he would pray for the remainder of this service. Amen. You may be seated. God is saying, amen, am I a God at hand? Oh, I love that phrase, a God at hand. Amen. Someone who is close. God that you can just reach up in times of need and grab a hold of. Amen. But he is also saying, am I a God at hand and not a God afar off? Amen. Now, I don't know if you are like Job and you are saying, I look to the right hand and I look to the left and I could not see him. Yeah. Amen. I looked in front and I looked behind, but I could not find him. Amen. I don't know if you are like the psalmist in verse 40 or chapter 42. Where he says, as the hart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? I don't know how you feel. Amen. All I know is there's somebody that feels that they are far away from God. Amen. That feel that God is too far away for them. Amen. They are wondering, when will I feel his presence? When will I come before the living God? I thirst after him. I seek after him. When will I see him? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Psalms chapter 139, verses 7 and 8. Amen. Or you could just read that whole chapter, but I'm just going to look at verses 7 and 8. It says, whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. Amen. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall uphold me. Amen. You know, sometimes we are on the mountaintop, and I love the mountaintop. Amen. We know we are in heavenly places. Amen. We can feel the brush of angels' wings. Amen. It seems like every time we come to church, God is just pouring out his spirit. Amen. And I love those times. Hallelujah. But sometimes we have to make our bed in hell. Amen. The devil would like to tell you that God is far away from you. That you cannot feel his presence because he has departed from you. Hallelujah. But that's not what the scripture says. Amen. The Bible says, if I make my bed in hell, thou art there, O Lord. Amen. In other words, O devil, you better look out. I may be in hell. I may be in a dark place, but I am not alone. My God dwells with me, even in the darkness, even when everything seems to be going wrong. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. That's all right. Come on. Let's worship God. Hallelujah. He is a God at hand. And the same God that you feel at hand is the same God that feels like he is so far away. Amen. The God never changes. Hallelujah. 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 Yes. Devil, I may be in a dark place. I may be far seemingly away from God, but I do not stay here by myself. Amen. I am not alone.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I feel the joy of the Lord falling.
Yes, come on. Our God is omnipresent. He is everywhere. Whatever you are going through, whatever you are facing, my God is right there with you. Come on, somebody. Let's worship God. Let's praise Him. Yes.
Fresh on me.
I feel the joy of the Lord
delivering me. I feel the joy of the Holy Ghost, and it's all over me. I feel the joy. I feel the joy of the Lord falling fresh on me. I feel the joy of the Lord delivering me. I feel the joy of the Holy Ghost, and it's all over me.
I feel the joy of the Lord falling
fresh on me. I feel the joy of the Lord delivering me. I feel the joy of the Holy Ghost, and it's all over me. I feel the joy. I feel the joy of the Lord falling fresh on me. I feel the joy of the Lord delivering me.
We serve a God that is at hand. Amen. Why don't you come up here and get a hold of a God that lives and has all power.
I feel the joy of the Lord falling fresh on me. I feel the joy of the Lord delivering me. I feel the joy of the Holy Ghost, and it's all over me. Joy of the Lord falling fresh on me. I feel the joy of the Lord delivering me. I feel the joy of the Holy Ghost, and it's all over me. I have been loosed, I've been set free. So pardon me a moment while I have a jubilee for the joy of the Holy Ghost. Well, it's all over me.
I feel the joy
of the Lord falling fresh on me. I feel the joy of the Lord delivering me. I feel the joy of the Holy Ghost, and it's all over me. Yes, I have been loose. I've been set free. So pardon me a moment while I have a jubilee for the joy of the Holy Ghost. Well, it's all over me. Yes, I have been loose, I've been set free. 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 So pardon me a moment while I have a jubilee for the joy of the Holy Ghost. Well, it's all over me. I feel the joy. I feel the joy of the Lord falling fresh on me. I feel the joy of the Lord delivering me. I feel the joy of the Holy Ghost.
I feel it all over me.
Feel the joy of the Lord falling fresh on me. I feel the joy of the Lord delivering me. I feel the joy of the Holy Ghost. Well, it's all over me. I have been loose, I've been set free. So pardon me a moment while I have a jubilee for the joy of the Holy. Well, it's all over me. Now I have royal blood flowing through my veins. I'm a child of the King. I've been buried in His name. But there is no devil that can come against me. I've been set free. I feel the joy of the Lord falling fresh on me. I feel the joy of the Lord delivering me. I feel the joy of the Holy Ghost. Well, it's all over me. Now I have royal blood flowing through my veins. I'm a child of the King. I've been buried in His name. Now there is no devil that can come against me. I've been blessed, I've been bought, I have been set free. I feel the joy of the Lord falling fresh on me. I feel the joy of the Lord delivering me. I feel the joy of the Holy. Well, it's all over me.
I have been loose,
I've been set free.
So I have been loose,
I've been set free. Oh, you have been loose. You've been set free. Oh, you have been loose. You've been set free. So pardon me a moment while I roll over me. I feel the joy of the Lord falling, rest on me. I feel the joy of the Lord delivering me. I feel the joy of the Holy Ghost. I feel it all over me. I feel the joy of the Lord falling, rest on me. I feel the joy of the Lord. I feel the joy of the Holy Ghost.
Well, it's all over me. Now I have royal blood flowing through my veins. I'm a child of the King. I've been buried in His name. Now there is no devil that can come against me. I've been blessed. I've been bought. I have been set free. I feel the joy of the Lord falling fresh on me. I feel the joy of the Lord delivering me. I feel the joy of the Holy Ghost. Well, it's all over me. I feel the joy of the Lord falling fresh on me. I feel the joy of the Lord. I feel the joy of the Holy Ghost. Well, it's all over me.
I
have been loose. I've been set free. So pardon me a moment while I have a jubilee for the joy. Well, it's all over me.
The joy of the Lord delivering me. I feel the joy of the Holy.